We have a specialized version. Could we call it that, of Pat's perfect post-season pigskin prognostications?
Yeah, you could call it that. I'm going to give you one more perfect pick segment next week for the bowl that is super. But for this one, since it's an off week, I'm not picking the Pro Bowl game. I'm sorry. I refuse to do that. I am not picking the Pro Bowl game at all. So I just thought, let's just give a little rehash of my picks and how everything turned out. And then you guys can shower me with adulation after. So here you go.
And let me remind you, the Bengals are 2-0 in AFC title games. That's right, they are undefeated. They'll make it 3-0. Oh yeah, an upset special, everybody. Give me Cincinnati over Kansas City, 38-31.
Kick on the way. It's good. McPherson knocks it through, and the fairy tale continues for the Cincinnati Bengals. They are going to the Super Bowl.
Give it to me straight, doctor. I can take it.
If the Niners advance and win this whole thing, they will tie the proud Pittsburgh Steelers with 6 championships. We can't let that happen, everybody. So let's go Matthew Stafford and the Rams. Give me the Rams over the 49ers, 27-20.
Stafford surveys. Shotgun snap. 4-man rush. Sets in the pocket. Packs his arm. Line drive. End zone. Caught. Backpedaling. Near side. Cup. Touchdown, Rams.
Bingo.
It's gone.
Wow.
It's gone!
Brother!
All right. There we go. Once again, another perfect week. And that means my record is now 48-26 on the year. I could maybe bet the Pro Bowl and win that one and then win the Super Bowl and at least get 50 wins, but I may have to just settle for 49.
Why pile on?
I know. Yeah. That's right.
Is there any need to prove yourself any more than you have already this season?
I agree.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
And yeah, yes. Those scores, you were not far off.
No, not too far off.
You were in the ballpark as far as how those games played out.
Yep.
Which ballpark is questionable, but I don't know.
So next Thursday again. Now keep this in mind, gentlemen. Next Thursday, Pat will unveil his Super Bowl pick.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which we will, of course, too. We will as well. We all will.
Prepare for that.
We will, yes. So we will do our picks before we play Pat's perfect pigskin prognostications, because we don't want to have listeners think that we are utilizing Pat's knowledge to make our own picks.
Well, right.
So we'll go on record beforehand.
I may want to go against his pick.
Just to be contrary.
I understand. Okay.
So that'll be next week.
Okay, so you guys are going to pick first, and then we'll play
Then we'll play Pat's. So that way, yes. That way we can't be accused of utilizing, again, your expertise and your knowledge, insight.
Yes, right.
And
keen insight.
Exactly right.
Yeah. I don't want Art cheating, so
he has to pick first.
I'm going to make him pick first. Absolutely, that's how it should be. And then what? Everybody, we will the poll, right?
Yes, we'll have our listeners poll right now. Remember on the online poll right now, it's your Super Bowl 56 prediction,
and that will end. They'll have to get that in
by
Tuesday night.
Wednesday we'll change the poll. So on Thursday we'll know our listeners' predictions as well. So we'll have everything in on Thursday ahead of Super Bowl LVI, which of course will be heard broadcast via Westwood One Radio on WSW Sunday, February 13th, starting at 2 with all the pregame hype.
Yes.
Yeah. We should take a moment here while we have it, because we referenced this was it yesterday we were talking about this? Or the other day? Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh. Yes,
That quickly turned into nothing.
Yeah.
I'll be talking about it at 9.
Yeah,
ten whenever I have open.
He is returning, and I apparently from some reports that he will sign a new deal with Michigan.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Somebody in channel.
Yeah, he made it sound like he was staying for a while.
Yeah, channel the sports reporter down in Channel 7 in Detroit, WXYZ. That's he was saying that.
I knew it was like a return. I just didn't hear that.
So it makes you wonder. Well, did Minnesota offer him a subpar deal, or did U of M come up with some other incentives?
Supposedly, there was no deal.
It was the official word is he withdrew.
Yeah.
Makes me think, did he go there and realize there was going to be no deal? It was just a courtesy?
I would think signing a new agreement at the U of M would behoove him, because otherwise there's always going to be that question. Is he staying? Is he coming? Is
going? And what's he doing? And that wouldn't be good. Michigan would not want that.
That would not be good recruiting either.
No, not for recruiting and everything. Yeah, and for coaching staff, all that.
I think that he'd almost have to sign a new deal now.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't think Ward Manuel, the athletic director, wants to do this every year. Is he going? Is he staying? No. And all that.
Well, and you posed the question, why Minnesota? Because of what they face in their future.
Yeah.
May not be as majestic as other teams, including the Detroit Lions. Did he do this just to get that new deal? Or
it could be.
Did he do it because he was in the NFL once and just wants to prove that the NFL still has an interest in him?
And he you're saying there was a little ego involved with this?
I'm just
with
wondering.
With Harbaugh? Really? I don't know. No. Really. Shocked. maybe a little. I think it's a little bit of both. I think that some of it was ego, of course. And I also think maybe he was trying to play the leverage game with Michigan, too.
And it could have been a courtesy to Minnesota, too. Who knows?
Well, I think he knew somebody was at the new GM there or something. I guess he knew him for many years, and maybe he was doing a courtesy.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying it could be a courtesy just to go and talk.
But is it still, you know what, still the courtesy? I don't care. If you're the athletic director for Michigan, I personally would have said, Jim, don't get on that plane. Don't get on that plane. Don't do it. Don't do it. Could have been he could have done what Bo Schembechler did to Bill Frieder. Michigan man has to work a Michigan job. If you're not going to be a Michigan man, you're gone. Even a hint of not being a Michigan man, right, Charlie? If that was it, even a hint, then you're gone.
Those were the days.
but Jim is sticking around, and that's the thing. I think he's going to stick around for a few years now.
It's 850 at WSW. Hopefully, a few more years like last year.